Yeah, this is a grant through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They put $335 million into this effort, but it's divided among several school districts. We're the largest school district in the mix here, and they're committing $100 million to the Hillsborough County Schools over the next 7 years.
And what will it be used for?
Well, the goal here is to improve student achievement, and the way that that the Gates Foundation believes that you accomplish that, and we agree, is to make sure that your teachers are completely at the top of their game. That means if you have some teachers who are good, you make them better. If you have some teachers who are not as good as they could be, to bring them along. There's a lot of support in here for teachers. We're going to change the way we recruit, the way we evaluate, and the way we compensate teachers.
With these funds, will you be hiring additional teachers or additional administrators?
No, not at all. No, what we're going to do is, a lot of people have talked over the years about, you know, changing the way teachers are evaluated, changing the structure for compensating teachers, but you know, very, very few have successfully done so. What we're going to do is we're going to create some systems that other districts around the nation can copy when they see what kind of success we have, that will change the way we do that. For instance, if you're going to evaluate teachers and you're going to base much of it on student achievement, you have to come up with a fair way of doing that. It has to be, you have to have research behind it. You have to have a way of collecting data that is not just based on FCAT. And we're going to have an evaluation system. The goal here is that we're going to have 40% of it is tied to student achievement. And the remaining 60%, we're going to have peer mentors and a completely different way of observing and working with teachers. So there's a lot of investment in working with teachers here.
And in coming up with your plan for this grant, you've involved the Classroom Teachers Association. How is that?
Well, this would not have worked without the Classroom Teachers Association. Very early on, when the Gates folks came to us, and they were looking at a lot of districts at that time, they looked to see if there was leadership in the district, stability in the district, and whether the district had a good collaborative working relationship with the teachers union, because just about all the things that we're talking about doing will need a lot of input from teachers. And it's also going to have to be you know, approved by the union and by teachers. We've been saying all along, this whole thing begins and ends with great input from teachers. When we got started with this thing, we started doing surveys, we did focus groups, got a lot of input from teachers, and that's the next step too, to get more.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea about how this $100 million will be distributed, how it will be spent?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's we're not going to get $100 million right off the bat. What it is there are a series of targets, and it would come in incrementally. I think we're expecting to get the first payment sometime before the beginning of the year, you know, sometime in December. And we have to meet, you know, certain goals. And as the 7 years go on, it would add up to $100 million. But there's a lot of steps along the way. It's not like they're just going to, you know, write us a check. Not by any means. We have to deliver.
Now, are these programs that you might have implemented anyway and might have spent tax money on, would that mean that in the future you could foresee decreasing the taxes a little bit because of these funds?
Well, here's the deal. These are things that we want to do. That's one of the reasons it's working so well. These are things that we have wanted to do for a long time. And these are things that, see, we already have staff development. We have a budget for staff development. We spend quite a bit of money working with our teachers and training our teachers. That money is still going to be committed to that. But on top of that, the Gates Foundation is going to put this money in. One of the sticking points here is, after 7 years, this has to be sustainable. We can't let this thing fall apart after 7 years, so it has to be sustainable. So we have to put all the systems in place, all the evaluations in place, so that we can sustain it after the 7 years are over with.
And finally, I'd like to switch gears a little bit from this particular grant to another Bill Gates-funded initiative of the school district. Can you tell us about that?
We're going to have a lot of teachers that agree to have some folks come in related to this grant who are going to videotape so that we can see what effective teaching is, so we can work on those things. There's going to be a heavy research component to this. And the idea is that, you know, people talk about effective teaching, you know, as if it's you know, magical, and there certainly is some magic to it. But we think that if we can identify Through research and through actually videotaping teachers, we can identify and help new teachers especially to learn what it is that makes, you know, the teacher down the hallway so effective in the classroom. It's really, I mean, it's kind of neat when you picture what they're going to be able to do, because they're going to be able to show teachers exactly what it is, you know, that really, really works in the classroom. And that also is going to be something that helps teachers nationally, because this is going to be the kind of research that answers a lot of questions that people have asked for years and years. You know, what makes a great teacher great?